Is mandatory reporting the right way to go? Let's speak to a man who is absolutely at the forefront of the campaign for mandatory reporting, Tom Perry, the founder of Mandate Now, who's behind the Stoke Mandeville audit today. Tom, talk to me like I'm a moron. Just explain exactly what mandatory reporting is in real terms.
Well, in very simple terms, we want staff who work with children who see concerns based on reasonable grounds, and these are concerns over the welfare of a child, we want them to report that to their designated officer within their organisation. Now, that on its own is a very difficult business. Mm. Very simply, it's a very scary business. It's a, you know, I mean, everybody in theory would do it. Oh, I would do that. I mean, a pound for every time I've heard this, frankly, we would have no CSA inquiry.
Yeah.
If everybody did what they claim they would do. The answer is they don't, because far too many things get in the way. So first of all, it's the person not reporting. Then it gets to a designated officer. And frankly, all sorts of pressures can be brought to bear by the administration of the institution to stop that report going any further. That is why we are now where we are. So what we want to do is we want to remove the fence that separates those who want to report but may be fearing reporting. We want to remove the fence that separates them from the administration of the institution. So we put everybody on the same side of the fence, but put those people who are abusing on the other side of the fence so that effectively they are going to be reported. That will change the culture. For years and years, Tom, as you know, we had in this country, we had the government advertising seatbelt law and drink driving.
Mm.
And fundamentally, you know, when you're relying purely on people hopefully doing the right thing, guess what? Nobody does the right thing, or very few people do the right thing. When law was introduced for seatbelts, overnight people started wearing them. And guess what? Deaths through road traffic accidents fell like a stone. So what we're doing is, and what we're proposing is that law is introduced to change the culture of child protection within what are defined as regulated activities. Now, a regulated activity is a doctor, a nurse. It is also an institution. So in other words, a hospital, a school, a clerical setting, and so the list goes on. A sports organization, part of a national sports body. These are the people that we want to support. And that's what it is. It's supportive, positive law,
but that's not about
criminalizing people.
That's a problem, isn't it? That distinction, to make it about protecting the whistleblower rather than prosecuting them for not doing something. And there's a concern that bringing in mandatory reporting will mean you'll just get a flurry of complaints from all sorts of institutions up and down the country, which will mean that people actually can't deal with them because there are so many.
What happened? Let me just tell you what happened in Australia. In Australia, there was an increase. There was a spike, an initial spike. Now, what has now happened since in Australia is that that spike has evaporated. The number of referrals now from regulated activities has dropped quite dramatically, but the number of confirmations have risen. So, in other words, very simply, the number of referrals that go through screening have dropped, and those substantiations have risen. Now, that's a positive outcome. That's very positive, and that's what we would like to see here. So I appreciate there are lots of concerns, but we're going to be putting some of this research up on our website very, very shortly. And people then can then make up their own minds. We've already got some that's there already, but there is more new research that has just been made available to me. It hasn't been published yet, but we will be making that available quite soon.
How do you answer the question about mandatory reporting's inability to actually stop events? Because the only way you can show if someone didn't report the event is after the event has happened. So you're not actually going to stop these things happening. You're just going to prosecute people for inaction afterwards.
Oh, but that's not so, because what you're doing is you're changing the culture of the institution completely by introducing law, which delivers an element of sanction to it. So that changes the culture. Now, that's what they found in Australia. It's what they found in the States. But I concentrate on Australia because Australia are very much along the lines that we're actually proposing here. So in other words, it's just those institutional settings. It doesn't go into families. That's asking for trouble. It is institutional settings.
So if it's your job to protect people, as, you know, not necessarily your moral job, but you're paid to do it.
Yes.
If you don't do it, there's an opportunity that you may well be prosecuted.
There is an opportunity, yes, absolutely. But then if you don't do it and you had a concern, I mean, you know, there are legions of them where whistleblowers, I mean, for example, here and just to one side of me here, at this very minute, Tom, I have an article from last Sunday, Sunday Times, and the headline says, Council hunts mole who exposed care home sex abuse. Now, the whistleblower didn't want to report to his own council, or her own council, went to a paper to report it, because they wanted the protection of that, and solicitors have now been appointed to discover the mole, okay, as they refer to it, discover the mole, because they want to take the whistleblower to court for breach of confidentiality.
That's shocking.
I mean, this is madness. Mm. And this is regrettably what we are facing. There are many, many poor practices that we need to sort out. But frankly, reporting is key. If we don't get the reports, you cannot stop abuse. If you do get reports, you can stop abuse. That's what we all want.
Tom Perry from Mandate Now, many thanks for joining us. That was excellently explained. I